Hello, I'm Steve Healy, and I'm working on a 6 months secondment with Tyne and Wear Art Ives and Museums. I normally work as a selling assistant in John Lewis, and I am on my secondment thanks to John Lewis's Golden Jubilee Trust Scheme, which allows members of staff to spend up to 6 months working with the charity. The idea is you bring some of your existing skills to the charity and learn some new skills on your secondment, which you can tip out at John Lewis. I had already worked with Tyne and Wear Art Ives and Museums through John Lewis on things such as culture shock and clearing the tracks at the Stevenson Railway Museum. So when the time came to put in my Golden Jubilee Trust application, I already knew that Tyne and Wear Art Ives and Museums would be a good organisation to work with. I've always been interested in films, and when I heard about the new BFI MediaTek suite in the Discovery Museum, I thought this would be the ideal place to work. BFI MediaTek, for those who don't know, is a digital archive of the best of British film and TV, which we receive from the British Film Institute's huge National Archive in London. We receive a new collection every month, and everything is available to view for free. You have your own private booth with two or three sets of headphones. It is a great resource for the local community, and my role has been to help to raise its profile. Many visitors to the Discovery Museum do not know that BFI MediaTek exists, but once they're in, they can't believe how good it is. There are many collections to watch, including shipbuilding, coal mining, fashion, football, World War II, punk rock, just about every subject under the sun. I'd say the favourite film for visitors to watch is the building of the Tyne Bridge from 1928. People are amazed at the health and safety of the deer, or should I say the lack of health and safety. Who needs a safety helmet when you can wear a flat cap? BFI MediaTek is still a fairly new resource, which just recently celebrated its first birthday, and I think more people are getting to know about it now. Some people come in and use the films to help them with their research and studies, but I'd say most people come in just to watch the films for pleasure. We've had some great events in MediaTek where we've had a full house. In May, the Discovery Museum was open from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. for the late shows, and during that time, the MediaTek suite had almost 100 visitors. At times, every single seat was taken and it was standing room only. It was great to see it so full. I also worked with Peter Hepplewhite from Learning and Outreach to organise two children's activity days during the summer holidays. Both days were really successful, with 70 visitors on the first day and 104 on the second. Sometimes one big group would take over MediaTek, and the adults in charge of the children couldn't believe how quiet they were when they were watching the films. The favourite films to watch were a Doctor Who film from 1966 and programmes from the 60s and 70s such as Sooty, Noddy, Basil Brush and Roadhull and Emu, proving that the old ones are still the best. I've also been working with the volunteers to make them feel more involved with MediaTek. After a meeting with my line manager, Carolyn Ball, and Lauren Prince, the volunteers coordinator, we decided the best way to go forward with this was to form a film club. The volunteers choose a film they'd like to watch and have a month to watch it in. We then meet up to discuss the film and choose the next film to watch. The film club has enabled the volunteers to increase their knowledge of what is available in MediaTek, which means that it can help visitors more. Personally, I found the meetings very enjoyable, and we've discussed films as diverse as Carrying Up the Khyber from 1968 to Pier Roll, a rarely seen 1961 film about an armed robbery in Newcastle. At the moment, the film club is only open to museum and archives volunteers and staff, but I'd like to eventually expand it to members of the public. As my time with BFI MediaTek comes to a close, I'd just like to thank everyone for their help and support, especially Denise, known at John Lewis, for helping me to get my secondment, my line manager at BFI MediaTek, Carolyn Ball, and everyone in the archives team and the Discovery Museum. BFI MediaTek is an absolutely fabulous resource that we're lucky to have, and I hope it goes from strength to strength. If you would like to know more about BFI MediaTek, then visit the website at www.twmuseums.org.uk/archives and then select the link to MediaTek.